Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I promise it is not going to be one of those days. Welcome in to Gwen and Chris, everybody. Finally a Friday. Checking in with you here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Got Matt Scraby in the upper left corner. Got Tony Gwynn Jr. in the frame. Dave Marcus lording over behind him. And finally, I'm on camera here. So we're all here.
I'm just confirming that Tony can hear us, because I got a text message from Dave that you couldn't hear us. You can hear us now, right?
I don't know. I can now. It was just literally just before Chris started talking was the first time I could hear.
Okay, good.
Well,
I'm just making sure.
We're happy to have you. Tony's had a day, by the way. As he checks in with us from Bank One Ballpark, is it somebody's birthday, Tony? What are we? There's balloons going through the screen.
It's when you do the peace sign for some reason.
Yeah, what happened? Did something happen that we should know about?
No, I just am enjoying the balloons going up, so I keep putting up the peace sign.
So weird.
Okay.
I got another one for you. We'll get you this one, too.
Thumbs up.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It puts a little thumbs up on the screen.
Yeah.
And all the people driving around in their cars right now listening to the show are like, what in the world is going
on? That's why we're describing it.
Yes, we are. All right. We're on YouTube, as you know now, and also hanging out with you, getting you through the rest of your Friday. And, of course, tonight, Padres and Diamondbacks. Tony is there at Chase Field, and he and Jesse will have the broadcast tonight. By the way, you may want to tune into the broadcast tonight because it may be the only way you can follow the game. Tonight is another stupid Apple TV Plus game.
Hold on, I have to do some house cleaning here with Dave.
What do you got,
Dave,
with
Dave? Is there a chance you could move that fan to your other side so it's not blowing on my back? I'm actually kind of cold.
What? You just told us how hot you were a moment ago.
Yeah, that's
said
outside.
It was on fire.
It's hot.
Oh, outside it's hot.
In here, they got the AC cranked up, so I'm like kind of cold.
Got it.
And I didn't bring a jacket to protect myself from Dave and his
Dave.
He likes to be like in an ice box, and I do too when I'm sleeping. When I'm like moving around.
I can ask you this now, Tony, because we have this technology in the hotel rooms. What temperature do you set in your hotel room?
Good question.
In general.
It depends.
Some of it does.
Some of the thermostats are a little off. So
okay.
Where were we at? We were just in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That bad boy had to be stuck at like 65 in order to like get the type of cold I was looking for. But typically it's like between 68 and 70. I like that.
68 and 70.
68's the number I set it at.
You're a 68.
There's
science behind this a little bit. People who sleep in colder temperatures tend to sleep better and longer because they're able to regulate their own body heat, those type of things. I if it's not cold enough, I will sweat and be irritated throughout the night. So I try to avoid that.
Hold on. Dave just texted me something that
Dave
I
Marcus
need.
Is in
yes,
on
Dave
this.
Marcus.
No.
The, he's warding. He said, I know how to hack the AC in hotels to make it colder.
He probably does.
Even
he
colder than that.
He probably does.
Wow.
I might have to get some tips on after this show is
I would
over
like
to figure that out.
Please pass those along.
Dave, what temperature? I know he's listening because I can see him
he's
with his
definitely
headphones
listening.
On. What temperature do you put your air conditioning at?
I can't wait to hear this number.
Well, it only goes down to 60. That's a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. Now that is even cold for me.
Dog. 60. Once it gets below, like, 65, 66, like, my eyes start to hurt. It's so cold. So I don't know how this dude is doing 60 degrees. But it explains a lot about what's going
yes,
on
it
back
does.
There.
I was going to come on and feel like I was out of the norm because I usually go 70. But, man, now I'm, like, the warmest of the group. So I'm surprised by that. And you said also, Tony, that the studies show that people sleep better in colder conditions. No wonder my wife doesn't sleep well. Because when I share a room with my wife, that thing can touch 80 sometimes.
80. Oh, my. Don't get me started.
Yeah.
My wife is the same way.
I never thought I'd get to the point where I almost wanted to rent another room, but 80 is just not fair.
Sorry, I was distracted for a second. Braden agrees with me. 68 is the number for
Braden's
a hotel room.
68, too.
Did you just say 80?
It can touch 80.
I don't know if it actually touches 80. It feels like 80, for sure.
It can touch 80, and then what I do is honestly, because I can't sleep anyway, I just wait for her to fall asleep, and then I go turn it down.
100%.
Because that's my only shot. That's my only shot.
My wife will talk about how cold it is, and like she can feel it in her bones. So we'll turn it up, right?
We'll turn it up,
and as soon as she goes to sleep, that bad boy gets about 3 or 4 notches pulled back down.
Yeah.
And we're in the cool zone.
By the way, one of the best inventions ever made in the car industry is the dual air conditioner heater feature in your car now, to where one seat can be a certain temperature, right? Blowing out the air conditioner and the other.
My wife's in the
80s on that, and I'm like at low.
See, sometimes I feel like they need to make it so that the driver has the kind of, I don't want to say the final say, but it should lean more, the temperature in the car should lean more towards the driver.
Because my wife will
max it out on the heat.
Right, so her selection overpowers your selection.
Right, and then it's blending over to my side. I'm over here like beads of sweat building up on my head, and it's like, can you please turn your side down a little bit?
Because they can't.
I can't survive.
They can't turn it down. I've not ever.
Can't turn it down.
I don't believe I've ever met a woman. Maybe there's a lady
I'm
out there.
I'm out of this conversation, by
the
way.
You can get out of it if you want, but if there's a lady out there and listening, or you're on the chat, or you're driving along and you can pull over to text us something. Is there any lady listening to the show or any husband whose wife actually likes the temperature cold? I've never met one.
Yeah.
I mean, here we are in 2025. I'm still waiting to meet the first lady that actually wants it to be cold. Not happened yet.
Wow.
All right,
the thing I always lean back into a cold, and we can move on after this.
Yeah, right.
You can prepare for cold. You can't do anything for heat.
Can't take any more clothes off.
No, it's over.
Yeah, no. All right. Well, we've solved some issue. I'm not quite sure which one, but there is some sports going on. We told you Padres, Diamondbacks later tonight. Steven Kolek on the mound for the Friars. Starting off a series here, 2 games back, and also 1 game back of the Giants. The good news is the Dodgers are playing the Giants this weekend. I guess it's the good news. The point being, if the Padres take care of business in Arizona, win 2 out of 3 or whatever, they're going to gain ground on somebody because somebody else has to lose. So, hopefully the Friars get back to it. I think the series in L.A. is behind everybody now, and, it's obvious. We'll talk about it here if we have a little more time, but, you're going to need some length out of your starting pitching. Are you going to be able to get that length with Steven Kolek today and with Ryan Burgert tomorrow? And speaking of Ryan Burgert, he's our guest on our Friar Friday interview here in a little bit. But, look, they went the way of taking Vasquez out early. the other day. The bullpen, had to cover 4 1/3 innings. They did get a day off. But there is, I think, Tony, there's going to have to be a point somewhere where Mike Shildt is going to have to leave some of these starters in for six, try to even maybe get an out in the seventh, because the bullpen is getting a ton of work right now, and I don't know that that's the best thing here in June. I hate to say it, but...
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean...
It's the strength of the team, right? But it has to remain the strength of the team.
Right. I mean, you can't, unfortunately, you can't force pitchers, starting pitchers, to go deeper. I mean, Vasquez was probably the only one that had a case where he could have gone out for longer. I mean, I think Mike has left them out there as long as he possibly could. I mean, they got a great start from Dylan the night before, which I think reset all of it, because really that meant the bullpen got an off day there. They got an off day yesterday. So they got two off days, really, because the only one who threw out of the bullpen on Cease's day was Morgan. Everybody else got the full day off. So I don't know that they're in – I think, really, they're in as better shape as they've been in the last couple weeks in terms of rest because of Dylan's start, because of the off day. Now you're about to run into another stretch here of consistent games without a day off. You're going to have, this is going to be the time now, to your point, that the starters are really going to have to hold up their end. It doesn't mean that everybody needs to go seven, but if you can get every other pitcher through this five-man rotation to give you six or seven, that'll at least allow this bullpen to be in a comfort zone where they're not being taxed like they had. And, I think Sunday's game was really set up for the Padres. I mean, they had the guys they wanted in those spots, and it was just one of those days where that particular part of the bullpen, which is the strongest part, they didn't do as well. I shouldn't say all. Jeremiah, who was – I loved his fire after that game. He was – you could
tell.
Would
you like to repeat
to
everybody what he said, Tony? I think Scraby get the beep button, but, yes, he had some fire for sure.
He was – you could tell he cares.
Yeah,
you could tell
absolutely.
He was irritated that he didn't throw the ball as well, especially against the Dodgers. And I can respect that. I can love that, actually. And so I feel good that the next time out, he's going to be determined to be better. And that was a one-off. You know, the back end of the bullpen just hasn't done that very often.
I agree 100%. And I'm a fan of any basketball player that gets fouled at the end of a game and misses a free throw or two, and then on the next possession wants the ball so they get fouled again, so that they can say, no, I'm making these free throws. And I think that's kind of what Jeremiah Estrada told me the other day, which was, hey, I didn't get it done today. Give me the ball again so I can get back out there and get it done.
He made sure. The part I thought was funny was he was adamant that he wanted everybody to know he's not scared of none of those dudes over there. And, you know, give him the ball again. I loved it. I loved everything he had to say.
That's what you need, and that's what you want, and that's why this bullpen's been successful. I'm sure it will continue to do to be that. We have a lot to get through. The U.S. Open golf, J.J. Spahn, the Aztec, is still up on or near the leaderboard or the lead here on day two there. Pirates just finished off a 2-1 win in Chicago, extra innings over the Cubs. We've got the College World Series going on to update you on. Coastal Carolina is doing the handshakes right now as they take the first game of the College World Series over Arizona. So, and the NBA Finals tonight, the Stanley Cup Finals last. Like I said, a lot to do. Let's go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh. 2:18 on the clock. Tony Boone Jr., Chris Ello. Matt Scraby, chilling. Yeah, I'm actually am chilling right now. The roof's closed. It's cool. Dave's got his fan blowing on my neck.
Speaking of chilling, too, we talked about the hotel rooms. Another room we should just quickly mention that can get bitter cold is the one I'm sitting in right now with Scraby.
Yeah. Yes, it can.
We have no control at all.
No, the thermostat in here is a placebo.
Over our weather or temperature situation here in the studio. Some days there's sweat pouring down, and other days you need a parka.
It's like clockwork in there. I will say this. The first hour and a half of the show, it's a sweat box. The last 2 hours and 30 minutes of the show, you're in a sweatshirt and hoodie. Because it's so cold in there.
You can see your breath.
100%. You can see your breath.
I don't know who designed this temperature control feature at the Odyssey Palace. But
well, it's probably good because we would all be messing with it.
It's just temperature. It's not control because there's zero control in there at all.
All right. That's true.
Currently, Diamondbacks, it looks like they'll be wearing their, Serpiente?
Oh, I like uniforms. Those. I actually like those. I got to say.
I do, too.
Of some of the purple City
and,
Connects.
And teal.
Yeah, I think the Diamondbacks did okay on those.
So they will be rocking those unis tonight. I've seen A.J. Preller out here on the phone. Don't know who he was talking to, but saw him out here doing his normal baseball. I think his office is the field. He's definitely out here all the time conducting business on the field.
Doesn't AJ want to be in a place where he's a little more difficult to reach?
I think he chooses the field because that's where he does his best work. He's walking on the foul line side of the field, he made his way all the way to center field before they started doing anything, walked back. So, you know, my man he's already, you know, it's June 13th. You know, he's probably already cooking up something we don't know about.
That being said, I hope he is.
I know you guys had a conversation, what was it, Saturday? Yes. No, it's today. No, that would have been.
You keep saying Sunday. It was Tuesday.
I'm sorry, man. Day games, that's how I do things.
Right, you referred to Wednesday's game as Sunday, and I get it.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, you guys had a different conversation, though. Am I correct about the earliness in which we saw Kike with his half helmet, half hat on the mound?
Yeah, we did. We talked a little bit. Well, I will say this. Scraby was quite a bit more bothered by it than I was. But the more he kept talking about it, the more he brought me over to his side. I know why teams are doing it, but you got to not make a mockery of the game. And the sixth inning to be throwing Ephus pitches is a little silly to me. Not what baseball wants.
It wasn't great. I don't think this is a Dodger problem. I think this isn't. This is a Major League Baseball problem. I think we got to find a way to rid just position players pitching, period. Like, I don't know what the answer is, but that's not fun. I don't care if it's in the 6th, 7th, 8th, or 9th.
Right.
It's not fun to watch. It's not fun to watch a position player. It's funny for about two pitches.
Yeah,
it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, so, I was saying they got to at least make it the 8th or 9th inning. You sound like you wouldn't be opposed to just saying, you know what, you can't pitch anymore.
Give them an extra spot for pitchers so that they can handle those type of deals. I don't know what the actual answer is.
Like an emergency quarterback type thing?
Yeah, I just don't want to see position players pitching anymore. And I don't begrudge any position player that does it and is doing what Kike does. Because unlike a lot of position players that have to do it, Kike is actually like a big part of their team. Like, he comes in big spots and gets pinched. So he's not trying to – I don't know if you guys heard Dave Roberts speak the next day. He said, I wasn't really happy with that 85-mile-per-hour fastball, which was the hardest one he threw in that inning.
Right. He doesn't want to risk injury.
He doesn't want to risk injury.
Yeah.
And so if you don't – I get why they do it. Now, the Dodgers – in their defense, they are at an extreme level of injuries with their pitchers, unlike anybody else in the league. So they did what they had to do. I understood it, but it wasn't fun to watch. We need to move away from position players pitching, period. I have never liked it. I have always hated it. But, you know, as I started to learn the game, I started to realize why teams were doing it. But it's still not fun to watch. You know what I'm saying? So I feel the same way. In that particular situation, I didn't have as much of an issue with it because I knew why they were doing it, why they had to do it. And plus, I didn't care because the Padres were going to go score some more runs anyway. So it was all good from my standpoint. But I get it. Like, I hate watching position players pitch. I really do.
Let me ask you this, Tony. As far as resting bullpens and trying to keep everybody ready and trying to navigate your way through a season, Mike Schilt, and I think you'll agree, clearly he and his staff made the decision on Wednesday that Vasquez was only going to go twice through the lineup. And yep. I'm pretty sure they decided it before the game ever started. I don't think there was any question. We know that in the top of the fifth inning, with a 1-0 lead, Vasquez went out to the mound, and Adrian Morejon was already throwing in the bullpen.
100%.
So I knew that he was coming in to face Otani, and he did, and we know what happened. To me, I look, they had a plan. I like that. And, you know, if you want a Monday morning quarterback, it's fine, but I'm not going to do that. What I am going to ask is, Vasquez pitches next week against the Dodgers again, right, in L.A. So is it already been determined next week in L.A. that he will not be allowed to go more than two times through?
You don't think so?
You think this was a special case?
I don't necessarily think it was a special case either. I think based off of the way Vasquez had been throwing the ball in his previous three starts.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. When you saw the matchup on paper, before the game ever started.
Right.
What was your first thought of Vasquez facing the Dodgers?
I can tell you what it was because I wrote it down on my notes on a scorecard.
What was
it? And my thought was, how many batters is he going to walk against this team?
Okay. So
that's what I was worried about, for sure.
And listen, I think that's a fair thought to have.
Yeah.
Because the problem that specific lineup poses for you is they're not going to chase.
No.
But they're also not going to let you throw the ball in the middle of the plate either. And so and what we've seen from Vasquez is typically he doesn't get hit hard, but he tends to use a lot of pitches to get his outs. And the Dodgers are just not a good team to have a pitcher face who struggles to get quick outs. You know what I'm saying? Vasquez can go 0-2 and be 3-2 in a matter of, you know, three more pitches.
Right.
And or it could be more. Foul pitches are fouled off. And in essence, you end up not even going that far because you end up throwing – we end up throwing so many pitches. But what ended up happening was he threw the ball really well. But I don't think they trusted it enough. I'll be real. I didn't necessarily trust it enough another time through The previous at bat, Ohtani hit a ball to almost a warning track opposite field. And that was it seemed like every at bat he was getting a little bit closer. So the third bat came around. It just made sense at the time. I don't think anybody really batted an eye too much.
No.
Obviously, it didn't work out the way you wanted to, but I think that was the plan for that night. Now, Vasquez will have his next start will come against the Dodgers, and he will have put what he put down in that scorecard in the coaching staff's mind. So that's all going to be calculated. You know what else is going to be calculated? Where the bullpen is come 3 days from now after this series with the Diamondbacks.
I know.
And so
it all goes
it's not
going
to be, it can't be predetermined that he's going to only go two times through the lineup. If the bullpen is taxed by the time his start day comes up again, guess what? They're going to leave him out there a little bit longer unless he's not capable of doing it.
Right. Well, here's the reason that I'm concerned is a little bit for Vasquez, because I do think that, you know, there are occasions where he should go six innings or more, because I think he's starting to earn that right. But you're right, not necessarily against Ohtani and Betts and Freeman. So I get it. But now you have Kolek. You also have Burgert in the rotation. You're probably not going to be too, you know, eager to let those guys go three times through the rotation yet either. And I don't see how you can manage your team when 60% of your staff is coming out of the game in the fifth inning. And that is going to be difficult for me, for them to navigate that.
That's just right now in June, though.
Okay.
That may not be the case. With the exception of Vasquez, who had some starts under his belt last year, I mean, Kolek and Burgert are kind of, you know, new to the mix. And it, in the same way, they didn't let the younger guys, you know, go deep, as deep last time until they kind of earned it. I think it'll be the same way. Kolek, if he is rolling like we've seen him, I don't think they would hesitate for a third time through. I think you gotta build the confidence. As much as the staff has to have confidence in the pitcher has to kind of earn that confidence by going out and pitching well. And you know, the Dodgers, if we're being real, That's a step up in test
for anybody.
Listen, I remember when, you know, Joe came here, his first couple outings against the Dodgers did not go well. As he started to learn them, he figured out different ways to get them out, and he's had a little bit more success since then. And so I just think that was more of, let's not bite off more than we can chew. We got our guys lined up the way we wanted after their off day yesterday. We got an off day tomorrow. Let's go get it with these guys. And I think it just didn't work.
Fair enough. We'll see where it goes. It could be interesting, you know, now they had a day off yesterday. So how they manage the bullpen and moving forward here is going to be really interesting to me.
Tony, did someone hit the jackpot on either that or an ice cream?
I think an ice cream truck just backed into the booth.
It's the longest back in ever, by the way. I think there's some type of fire alarm going off in the stadium.
Because it's so hot outside.
Unfortunately, that's with us probably into the next segment.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
Let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we welcome you back. 2:35 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Arizona. Phoenix, as a matter of fact, where next year, I believe, is it next year? Your daughter will be attending college.
Yes.
Yes, you're down there in the in what will be her new haunt. There at,
this makes me sad to talk about that
a little bit. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It didn't used to make me sad, but now,
It's starting.
Now
that
I had another
there.
Promotion yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Man, this is coming to an end pretty quickly.
Your kids are getting old.
They're getting old. Yes. It's getting. Look, you brought up the word promotion. Scraby and I had a discussion, of course, yesterday, because we on this show do a great job of talking about stuff that doesn't matter.
It's what we do best.
Yes,
really.
Right. When did graduation become promotion?
I don't know.
Because I wasn't given the memo.
I don't know. I think I went away to school, played some professional baseball, and then one day I was like, what's a promotion? What is that? Somebody got a job promotion? No,
that's what I thought.
School.
Yeah. So, well, congratulations to your daughter on the promotion. I'm sure she's excited. We have Lori and I have a niece that's going to Arizona State starting next year. So they'll be in the same neck of the woods.
Turn up.
All right.
Arizona State don't play around.
No, you and I could, you know, we could make visits together down to Phoenix next year. I'm sure that'll be a big thing. All right. Padres and Diamondbacks tonight. Mike Schilt was on earlier today. And by the way, we were going to play Ryan Burgert for you in this segment, but we have Tony for a little while longer, so we're going to keep Tony.
Pivot!
Yes, a little quick pivot, and then Ryan Burgert will join us, our visit with him at the top of the hour. So don't go anywhere for that. But Mike Schilt was on the Manager's Report this morning with Ben and Woods, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. One of the things he talked about was moving any thought, any talk, any discussion yet of, you know, moving Fernando from the leadoff spot. And I think in general, maybe, you know, kicking the lineup around a little bit, because we've said it, and it really is true right now. Manny is kind of carrying the load. I don't think it's going to last forever. I don't think you think that either, Tony. Fernando, Jackson Merrill, though, to me, are the two key guys that absolutely positively have to get going here, and sooner rather than later. The reason I say that is Arise is going to be Arise. I still think, you know, Xander can do a little better. So can Jake. But I don't think either of those guys have the ability to carry you the way Fernando and Jackson can. And so I think that's what I'm keeping an eye on here in the next week or two, is whether these guys can get hot again. Your
Excuse
thoughts?
Me. Sorry, I had a nice little yawn there.
I'm glad I'm putting you to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
You know, commentary. Oh, hardy, har, har.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Well, it wasn't a question. It was basically
Jackson and Fernando.
Do you agree that these two guys are the guys right now?
Yes, I do. I don't know that it's. Yes, they're definitely the two pieces that the Padres definitely want going.
Yeah.
Because what was apparent in the first two games of that series versus the last game is that Toddy was on base 2 to 3 times in the first two games, and he was on none in the last game. And I only bring that up because look at what the run output was in the first two games of that set against a Dodger team.
Right.
I mean, and that was – and listen, it wasn't as though Toddy like – and I take that back. He walked in the last – in the seventh of the last series. So he's on base one. But he was on multiple times. In game two, he walked. He got a single, an infield of the infield variety, and he reached on an error. He was on base four times. He didn't do anything that set that scorecard on fire. He only had one hit, but he was on base.
Yeah.
He had a stolen base in that game as well. First game, nothing that he did that was like, you know, blew you off the page, but he singled in the first, walked in the second, walked in the ninth. Like, him getting on base, simply getting on base, is caused a game in which they put up 7 and a game in which they put up 11. And I think just him getting on and the energy that it seems to bring is everything. I think it just kind of loosens up the lineup moving down. Now, I don't know if, you know, maybe because you guys were – the question did we ask the question? Did we even
play? We're going to hear what Mike Schilt had to say about the potential of him moving from the leadoff spot.
I'll get to my other part after.
Right.
Let's
hear what Mike Schilt said to Ben and Woods this morning about that.
The lineups, it's interesting because I think about the lineup every day.
Sure.
So it's not over the last 6 weeks. You know, it's not anything that, you know, there are days that are easier than others. It's clarity for me that's others. It's a wonderful topic for people to talk about.
Yes.
The good news about Toddy is, you know, he can hit anywhere in the lineup. There's also a lot of moving parts of the lineup that, quite frankly, I don't need to discuss that aren't public pretty. It's clearly worked when it works. You know, if he's hitting well, you want him hitting there. When he's not there, he's worked some walks. He's got some bags. He's a complete threat. I can tell you, just watching the game, that there's an uncomfortability from the very moment that starting pitcher gets on the mound that has to face him. There's a conversation that, you know, internally takes place with me and some of the staff that we always consistently look at, including with players. So I always try to give you guys the absolute best answer I can, and that's the best I can do for you right now.
That just means no. He's not thinking about moving Toddy out of the leadoff spot. And it's not – here's the thing that I don't think people take time to maybe understand. And you can have your thoughts on this, you know, and how you feel about this if you want. You don't want to upset the apple cart. Not everybody likes leading off or is good at leading off. I know the thought is, you know, well, at least Luis led off a lot last year. The offense really took off when he was in that spot. And that is very true. I also feel that and saw that as well. But we don't know that, you know, maybe that's not the ideal spot for Luis, you know, to lead off. And if, you know, if Toddy is a willing participant to lead off, and he's struggling there. And Xander has led off. I think he's the only other person to have led off this year from that spot. It's not really a spot you really want Xander. And you have to ask yourself, why is it that Xander they thought Xander was the spot to go lead off there? So I don't know. I see why it's so important for whoever's at the top to be on, because it seems to open up this lineup. But there are things that we aren't privy to know why they continue to keep running it out there, aside from the fact that they think Toddy is the best option there.
I don't see a lot of changes that can be made, and I don't see a lot of changes that frankly need to be made, other than the fact that as a fan who gets frustrated when they lose a couple of ball games, that is your go-to, right? They're not hitting, so let's change the lineup. The other go-to for most fans is Fire the hitting coach.
I put an end to that last night, at least in my mind.
You
really?
Put an end to that.
That's
one.
The new one?
Oh, it's out there for sure.
Oh, yeah. Mike Schilt doesn't know how to make a lineup. He doesn't know how to manage a bullpen.
These are the two go-tos for everybody out there, Tony. And I think a lot of it is because they don't really have enough
ammunition.
Enough ammunition to create another idea. So,
we're just
going to change the lineup and everything will be fine. I don't think it will, because Fernando is the guy that should be leading off. And frankly, even though he's struggling, Jackson Merrill is the guy that should be hitting cleanup. And I don't see another option there at all, unless you want to maybe slide Sheets up against right-handed pitching. Other than that, there are no other options. So, and the reason I said earlier that Fernando and Jackson are the two guys that have to get going is because of what you've said all year long, Tony. This team is not going to win or get where it wants to go because of the offensive performance of Elias Diaz and Tyler Wade and people like that. They're going to get where they want to go because their stars are starring.
Stars, right.
That's it.
Right.
And stars have to be starring. And right now, the best news I can tell Padre fans is that even though the Padres' stars, other than Manny, are not starring, they're still 7-6 in their last 13 games. Not a lot of teams can pull that off.
I just have to remind you, we are only in June 13th, ladies and gentlemen. Like, we ain't even reached the break yet. Like, so as downtrodden as you might feel after that Dodgers series, because you lost 2 or 3, which were all competitive games except for the one the Padres blew them out of.
Yeah.
This is a team that is, if we said this at the beginning of the year, would you have taken it? If we told you the Padres would be 9 games over 500 and they would be 2 games, right? 3 games?
Two games. 2 back.
2 games out of first place. Would you have taken it?
Yes, but I would have still asked you to change the lineup. Sorry.
they would have been able to ask me to change the lineup because they wouldn't have known what the lineup was going to be at that point in the beginning of the season.
But these fans are hilarious, is what I'm saying. Look, every time they get 2 runs, it's like the lineup needs to change, and it's silly. It's just
that was
not
the same
the best
lineup
way to
that
go.
Put up 11-7 the 2 nights before.
The lineup has been fine all year. And the reason it's slumping now, in my mind, is because you have co-slumps, one by Fernando and one by Merrill.
Yep.
And when those change, I'm telling you out there, everything will change. I really believe that.
I mean, we already know that. When those two were swinging the bat this offense was a juggernaut. And so, listen, sometimes you just have to be patient. You got to be patient, let these things kind of...
Oh, boy, that's something we're in very short supply of around here.
I am doing my best. I'm not even close to being panicked yet.
Look at you over there.
Yet. Being the key word.
I know. All right, I'm going to bring up something with Tony because I got him.
Uh-oh.
And this is, I'm blaming Woodsy. Because it was Woodsy who put this in my head.
I know where you're going. Don't put this on Woods.
I'm putting it on Woodsy. He was the one who brought it up during the roundtable. I want to get your thoughts. Because I can't say I'm concerned about it yet, because I don't know anything about what might be happening. But he, Woodsy, and he did not do this in a mean-spirited way. He just brought this up yesterday in the roundtable. The fact that Campusano is not playing, does this point to a potential disconnect between the front office and the dugout? And what he meant by that is Mike Schilt clearly does not want to use Campusano. That's fine. But if so, why does the front office still have Campusano on the team? And I know this is a bit of a question loaded with a little dynamite, because I don't want everything to blow up here. Right. But, you know, but it was something that was brought up because it has, I hate to tell you, people, it has happened in the past. We had some disconnect with a couple of players. What is actually happening here in your mind, Tony, being around this a little closer, if anything?
Okay. This is a great question. We're talking about Luis Camposano.
Correct.
Who does not have a hit yet at this point.
Yeah.
In his big league tenure. What else is filling that spot? You know what I'm saying? Like, What are you looking for? Obviously, I think he's up here because, you know, I think the organization thinks that he could be a help at some point. Sometimes he was out here early, taking early BP, working on his stroke. There's just they've given him an opening or given him attempts at getting going, and I think they recognize that it's kind of been sporadic. Other than the back-to-back he might have had against the lefties that were came up when he came up the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's had any consistency in that. And I just think, you know, I don't think there's a disconnect. I think there's just not a spot to get in right now. He's not swinging the bat well.
No, true. Agreed, 100%.
He hasn't caught since he's been up here. They've been working with him at first base. And I get the sense that that's a kind of a work in progress deal. So I don't know that it's going to the disconnect in terms of it's not causing any friction. So, I mean, okay. I don't know that there's disconnect. I just think right now he's going to have to get himself in a place where they think they could use him and he could actually help and not lose his own confidence at the same time. It's definitely a thin line that you're walking there. You know, obviously, he does not want to. The Padres are in the midst of a tight race, not trying to lose any ground. And I think the guys that are in the lineup right now are just better suited to help versus Campy right now.
Well, here's the thing. And I think this is why, and I'm speaking for Woods, and I don't mean to, but I think this is why he brought it up. It's not that any of us on the panel yesterday disagreed and think Camposano should be in the game all the time. We don't. He hasn't done very much to deserve playing time. What we're asking is why would you then leave him up there and not at least bring up some pinch runner somewhere, somebody somewhere that Mike Shildt can have at his disposal to potentially use, you know, in an extra inning game even.
Trust, if Mike Shildt wanted somebody up or he could use them in a way that was beneficial, it would be up.
Okay.
They don't need a pinch runner. They got Lockridge already. They don't need to have two guys up here filling that void. You don't need a defensive replacement because you got Iglesias. You got Lockridge in that standpoint too. So, I mean, at this point, you're only bringing a guy up to be a bat at some point, and they have the luxury at this point to kind of bring him along and hopefully get him going in a spot where he can be productive again.
I would love
basically,
to see.
Basically, there's no harm at this point right now with having him on the roster because that spot is just not getting very much usage, no matter who right. would be in it at this point.
I would love to see, just for fun, somehow tonight that we're about 4-4, we get to maybe like the 12th inning, which is rare.
I don't
and
wish
the Diamondbacks
for
quiet, and he's got nowhere to go. And the Diamondbacks bring in left-hander Jalen Beeks, and for some reason, Shildt has a hunch. He saw something in the pregame warm-up that tells him Camposano deserves a swing. And I'd love him to come in and just hit one up against the fence and help you win a ball game.
I think
that would be so awesome if that could happen.
I think a lot of guys would love to see that for Campy.
Yeah.
I know I would. I certainly would love. I want to see him go off. But he's got to get there. Look, we've all been at these kind of spots at some point, and he's just working through it right now.
Yeah. All right. Tony Gwynn Jr.?
I have to say this.
I miss you when you're not around for a couple of days because a lot of times I have to throw this stuff out to Scraby and I don't get intelligent responses.
Oh, wait.
Can I just say this, though? We and this is not really directed at anybody, but I do notice that we have a lot of conversations, too many conversations about the 24th, the 25th, the 26th man on
yes,
the
we
roster.
Do. You're right.
That aren't really. I shouldn't say that. Saying they don't matter comes off the wrong way. But
no,
you know
but I know
saying,
what you
right?
mean. No, we just said it a little while ago. The team's going to get hot if the stars get hot. That's what
right.
it comes down to.
The conversation should not be about those type of guys. I get the curiosity and what are we doing with him up on the roster, but does it honestly, does it really matter at this point? Like, it's not like it's he's holding up an injury spot that we could be using for something else. This is what it is right now.
Tony Gwynn Jr., did the booth warm up for you? Did Dave?
It did, because Dave took his fan off of my back, so I feel a lot better.
Well, you guys have a wonderful call tonight. Don't forget to, if you do have Apple TV Plus and are privy to be able to watch this game,
maybe
unlike the rest
move
of
the
us.
Fan, maybe I moved, but I know I'm not cold anymore.
Good. I'm glad. But remember, yeah, if you watch Apple TV Plus, you can listen to Tony and Jesse through the Apple TV telecast.
Come on
tonight.
Over. We got
so don't forget
you. We
about
got you
that.
Guys.
The rest of us will listen to you, and have a great weekend. We'll catch up to you Monday when you get to L.A.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you guys Monday.
Yes, sir. Tony Gwynn Jr., he actually will do a couple segments with us later that we recorded earlier, but next, it's Ryan Berger. Stick around.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.